As we continue our study of the Gospel of Matthew today, you will recall in our last study we were examining the questions which the disciples ask of the Lord Jesus Christ concerning the destruction of the temple, the end of the age, and the sign of the coming of the Lord. We have dealt with the fact that the temple was destroyed in 70 AD, now a matter of history. The Lord Jesus Christ was answering the question concerning the end of the age and the coming of the Son of Man. Two different questions, and yet very definitely related. Today we want to recognize what he had to say before he actually got down into the answering of the question itself. The Lord Jesus Christ always answered the questions which his disciples propounded, and so had an answer for every question that was troubling them about the subject under discussion, the end of the age. So the first thing that he said in his answer, for his answer was made up of several parts, was to give a warning against deception. Listen to the words, Matthew 24, beginning with verse 4. Jesus answered and said unto them, "Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." The end of what? What are we talking about? Well, we're talking about the end of the age, as we suggested to you in our last study. The end of the age is not yet, said the Lord Jesus. The first portion of the question which the Lord Jesus Christ gave as an answer to his disciples was simply this: be on your guard. Don't be deceived. Recognize that all during the time that I am gone, there will be wars and rumors of wars. There will be no peace so long as the Prince of Peace is gone. There will be many people who will make their appearances and declare that they are the Messiah. Don't be deceived by them, for these things are not the sign of the end of the age. The Lord Jesus Christ went on to give the reason these signs were not the indicative of the end of the age when he said in verse 7, "For," now notice the word "for," it's vitally connected with verse 6, "for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places." All of these are the beginning of sorrows. I would like to suggest to you that verse 7 contains the sign for which the disciples ask. Remember, they said, "What shall be the sign of the end of the age?" He said, "The sign of the end of the age will be a war that will be considered total war, total global war." Now you look at that verse and you might say, "I don't understand why you say that. Nation rising against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Is not that merely an indication that wars will continue till the end of the age?" Well, let's keep in mind that scriptural explanations should always be given in scriptural terms. And there are many idiomatic expressions in the Word of God with which a Bible student must become familiar if he is to understand God's Word. In this one verse of Scripture, there are several such idiomatic expressions which are found in the Old Testament to express the idea of total war. Listen carefully to what I said. In this paragraph, there are several idiomatic expressions which describe total war. Turn with me for an example of that to the book of Isaiah, chapter 19, where we read the burden of Egypt. "Behold, the Lord rideth upon the swift cloud, and shall come into Egypt, and the idols of Egypt shall be moved at his presence. And the heart of Egypt shall melt in the midst of it. And I will set the Egyptians against the Egyptians. They shall fight every one against his brother, and every one against his neighbor, city against city, and kingdom against kingdom. Notice that phrase, city against city and kingdom against kingdom. And the spirit of Egypt shall fall, that is, their courage shall fail in the midst thereof. And God said, I will destroy the council of Egypt, and they shall look to their idols and to their charmers and to them that have familiar spirits and to the wizards. And the Egyptians will I give over into the hand of a cruel lord, cruel taskmaster, and a fierce king shall rule over them, saith the Lord of hosts. Let me emphasize again what I touched upon in the reading of the scripture, the expressions Egyptian against Egyptian, kingdom against kingdom, city against city. These are the idiomatic expressions which describe total war within the view of the individual who was writing or delivering the particular message. When Isaiah was writing the book of Isaiah chapter 19 by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he had in view only the land of Egypt, and he was speaking then of total war throughout all of the land of Egypt and her possessions. Now the scripture says that in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. So I want to call to your attention another passage where you will find the same idiomatic expressions used to describe total war in the area where they are found. When you have time, you will want to read this passage of scripture, 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verses 1 through 7. You will find the same expressions speaking of total war. Now, let's go back to chapter 24 and look again at verse 7. What will be the sign of thy coming? That's the question. What will be the sign of the end of the age? The Lord Jesus Christ said, when you see a total war that encompasses the whole world, then you will have the sign. Now, why do I say that? Well, what was in view of the Savior when he was answering this question? The whole world. He had the whole world in view when he said that. He wasn't talking about the United States. He wasn't talking about Egypt. He was talking about the whole world. The whole world was in his view. He said, when you see total global war, then you have the sign that the end of the age is near and my coming will be at that time. Now wait just a moment. This is not all he said. For remember that he said that that total war must be accompanied by famines and pestilences and earthquakes. The suggestion is that the famines, pestilences, and earthquakes will make themselves known in increasing ferocity and volume as the end of the age approaches. You see, there are people who are not interested in discussing the coming of the Lord and try to make light of all of us who do, and suggest we are putting more emphasis upon phrases than we need to. Say they, there have always been famines, there have always been pestilences, there have always been wars, true. The Lord Jesus Christ said that. But he did say that as the end of the age approaches, famines, pestilences, and earthquakes will increase with greater intensity. To provoke your thinking this hour, let me ask you this. When, in all the history of the world, have there been movements that have raised millions, yes, billions of dollars altogether, to feed the starving people in the so-called third world countries? Individuals who are not particularly interested in the things of God. Individuals who have a kind heart and are touched by the infirmities of people less fortunate, have given their talents to the raising of money. Now, it is regrettable, as we all know, that that money that was raised to buy food for the hungry did not often reach its final goal. But it illustrates what I'm saying to you, that never in any age of the world has there been such famine and such pestilence to equal that of today. I do not think we would be remiss in thinking that the plague of AIDS could be one of these pestilences that has arisen in these last days, which is striking fear into people of the whole world. Yes, I am familiar with the bubonic plague, which is often referred to as the greatest pestilence that struck any part of the world, but never has there been a disease that has stricken fear in the hearts of men like AIDS has done. It's beside the point why we have it, as far as this discussion is concerned. It's beside the point whether it's the judgment of God. The fact of the matter is, it's an illustration of what I'm saying. It is an indication that pestilences, as well as famines, increase as the end of the age approaches. The disciples could have said, all right, then if that's the sign, a global war accompanied by famines and pestilences and earthquakes, you will come as soon as that is over. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, no, what I have said to you is simply the beginning of sorrow. Now that's an intriguing statement, and as I see our time has gone from us now, we're not going to have time to discuss that statement in this study, but we will discuss it in our next study, and I do hope that you will plan to be with us, let your friends know about this ministry, and encourage them to receive the blessing that you may be receiving from the simple study of the precious Word of God.